It's the Financial Friday feature presented by Savant Wealth Management and brought to you by Westminster Village. And with me, I've got Kevin Kingston. You know him, you love him. And we have got to talk about the student loans and the debt forgiveness and what kind of impact this is going to have on inflation, if any. $300 billion, is that correct?
Kat, that's an amazing number. But yes, Biden announced his plan yesterday to forgive $10,000 per person in student loans, and that can be up to $20,000 for those with Pell grants. And that encompasses 40 million students who have received loans. So you're right, it's an amazing number, but $300 billion of forgiveness. And without a doubt, you know, these continued spending plans and giveaways will continue to fuel inflation. Interestingly enough, we have the Federal Reserve meeting in Jackson Hole today. You know, this is their global economic meeting with leaders from around the world. The markets will be looking at Federal Reserve Chairman Powell's comments, you know, looking for direction on interest rates, what they'll do at their next meeting in September. Markets are trying to discern whether to expect a 50 basis point rate hike or a 75 basis point rate hike. All of that to say, the Federal Reserve has indicated that they're going to set policy meeting by meeting based on economic data. So markets are still looking to see what they say, but yet they've made it very clear they don't really intend to project what they'll do at the next meeting. So, you know, you've seen this last couple of weeks, some pretty significant recovery in markets, but yet, you know, continued volatility, depending on Powell's comments later today. You know, and how the markets kind of parse through those, perhaps over the weekend, it'll be interesting to see how that impacts markets. But I think we have to keep in mind, Kat, you know, when you look at mid-June values, the broader markets were down maybe 22-23%. More recently, you know, they're probably off more like half of that. So it's kind of back to that same continued advice. Don't try to outguess what markets are going to do. Mm-hmm. Create a well thought out asset allocation strategy and stay with it. If anything, when markets were down as hard as they were in June, you know, that's an opportunity to add more money to your portfolio when values are down. We may get that kind of downturn again before the year's over. It's, you know, unpredictable. But, you know, to see the recovery that we've had the last several weeks is really quite favorable.
I see. Now, the last couple of weeks have been quite favorable. And you had said there's no real way to kind of see how the markets will react with inflation and the student loan debt being canceled. Now, one thing I'm kind of going to ask you about, and I don't know if you know, it could tell me, how are the universities and colleges going to react to this? Because there's a concern out there that colleges are going to up their tuition just knowing that there is going to be this cancellation of debt. Is that kind of like a snake biting its own tail roundabout thing that we could see ourselves in, where tuition starts to go up and up and up and maybe a tank in enrollment because of all of the other increased goods and services, and, you know, maybe put college on hold for a while?
I think you're on the right track, Kat. Unfortunately, loan forgiveness sets the stage for there's no incentive for universities to attempt to control costs. You know, if we incentivize everybody, oh, we're just going to forgive this debt, you know, you might as well take on new debt. You know, just think about every freshman entering college this fall. They enter with the idea, well, I'll take on debt because it's likely to be forgiven anyway. Universities have no incentive to try to control that cost because, Oh, the federal government's just going to step in, and we can move ahead with increasing costs, not really worry about budgeting as much as we should. So you're absolutely right. It sets a bad tone on many levels, and we really need to incentivize people to pay their own debt. We need to incentivize universities to look at ways to control the rising costs of education. And not to mention, Kat, that $300 billion still has to be paid by someone. Yeah, it's forgiven for the 40 million who incurred it and have the benefit of it. But what about those who paid their own debt? What about those individuals who didn't go to college? You know, they chose some other route because they felt like they couldn't afford it. There's nothing good about the impact of what this does for universities, students, and taxpayers.
Yeah, I'm kind of concerned, especially because of the type of taxpayer it might impact. But I did want to ask a little bit about the current markets and gas prices. I did see them tick up a little bit this past week. Is that why is that? And I saw some things over happening over in the UK. Their fuel prices and natural gas prices going up. Is that impacting here at all? And why are we seeing the uptick?
Well, one of the biggest problems with fuel prices is we've disincentivized our own drillers, our own refineries to produce more oil domestically. So that impact is still there. Then Saudi Arabia, part of OPEC, has indicated that they may cut some of their production. Certainly Russia's invasion of Ukraine has caused additional lack of production. So this is not over, Kat, by any means. We saw fuel prices, the price of crude oil pull back somewhat, but you have to remember before Biden took office, we had averaged about $50 a barrel. Crude this past week has been more like 95 and quickly approaching $100 a barrel again, which is really double what we should be incurring. And so, yes, to your point, you know, the lack of production, for a while demand was down, but even that looks like it's resurfacing. So when you have low production and lots of demand, then it's highly likely we're going to see higher prices at the pump again, you know, the next coming months.
All right, well, Kevin Kingston from Savant Wealth Management, we are pushing up against a break, but how do we contact Savant Wealth Management for help in all of our financial needs?
Kat, your listeners are welcome to call. We're always happy to answer questions, talk with someone if we can be helpful. 309-663-9477. And there's really good information on our website, savantwealth.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Kevin Kingston.
Thank you, Kat. Good to be with you this morning.